Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam regarding the people whom one must not befriend. We all know that having a friend and friendship is very important in Islam. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man follows the same creed as his friend. So consider carefully who it is you befriend." And Imam Ali alaihi wasallam said, "One's friend is the closest of one's relations." Right, so having a friend is necessary. We can't deny that. But at the same time, having a friend who has a bad effect upon us is very consequential, and it leads to many evil results in the hereafter. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says the following: "A day when the wrongdoer will bite his hands, saying, 'I wish I had followed the apostles' way. Woe to me, I wish I had not taken so and so as a friend. Certainly he led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is a deserter of man.'" Right, so having a bad friend is very dangerous, has evil consequences for us in the hereafter. It will be a source of regret for us on that day. Because of that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kind of points to the person who we should not befriend in this beautiful tradition. The Prophet says, "It is not good for you to befriend someone who does not have your best interests at heart as he does his own." Right? I mean, he doesn't want for you what he wants for himself. He's a selfish person. He's befriending you for some, you know, some benefit that he hopes to accrue from you, right? This is one of those people who you shouldn't befriend. So this is something in general. Reflecting the same theme, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He who in his friendship with you is of no aid to you against your base self, his friendship is a curse upon you, if you only knew." Right? So this second person could be an instance of the first person, right? So like we have a person who's simply befriending you because of his own interest. It's possible that in certain cases, right, he might not prevent you from doing something evil, something bad, and from sinning. Right? Such a friendship is a curse upon you, and one should not befriend such a person. Right? In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Beware of befriending corrupt people, immoral people, and those who openly commit acts of disobedience to God." Of course, everybody besides the infallibles and the prophets and the imams, alayhi salam, all of us, you know, sin, right? But so we can, if we hope to find somebody who's perfect, right, we're not going to find anybody like that. But we should avoid those people who openly sin, right? Openly commit acts of disobedience to God, you know, openly transgress against him, right? Avoid befriending such people is recommended. We should try to befriend those people, at least openly try to act according to the dictates of Islam and the religious edicts. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at people who we should not befriend in the words of Imam Ali and the Holy Prophet and the other infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد